September 21st through 27th. 3 Nephi, chapters 12 through 16. I am the law and the light. As you study 3 Nephi, chapters 12 through 16, look for truths that will be meaningful to the children you teach. This outline suggests some truths, but the Spirit may point you to others. Invite sharing. Pass around a picture of Jesus. Have the children take turns holding the picture and sharing one thing Jesus taught, such as something they learned at home this week. Teach the doctrine, younger children. 3 Nephi chapter 12, verses 14 through 16. I can be a good example for others. Sometimes children might not realize how much their examples can bless others. Use these verses to encourage them to let their light shine. Possible activities. Tell the children that 3 Nephi chapter 12, verses 14 through 16 is about them, and then read it aloud. Whenever you read you or your, point to the children and ask them to point to themselves. Show the children a flashlight and invite one of them to turn it on. Explain that when we follow the Savior, it's like turning on a light that can help others follow Him too. Then cover or hide the light and ask the children to name some things they can do to be a good example to others. Each time they do, let them uncover the light. See also this week's activity page. Sing together a song that encourages the children to shine like a light, such as Shine On or I Am Like a Star. See Children's Songbook, pages 144 and 163. Tell the children about the light you see in them when they do good works, and explain how their light and examples help others and inspire you to do good works too. 3 Nephi chapter 14, verse 7. Heavenly Father answers my prayers. This verse can help the children understand that God will hear and answer their prayers. Possible activities. As you read 3 Nephi chapter 14, verse 7, invite the children to do actions that represent each of the Savior's invitations in this verse. For example, they could raise their hands, ask, make binoculars with their hands, seek, or make a knocking motion, knock. Help the children think of things they can say and ask for in their prayers. Explain that we can tell Heavenly Father anything, and He will listen because He loves us. Invite the children to show you what they do with their hands, eyes, and head when they pray. Use a song like We Bow Our Heads to help. See Children's Songbook, page 25. Who are we talking to when we pray? Bear your testimony that Heavenly Father hears our prayers. 3 Nephi, chapter 14, verses 24 to 27. The Savior wants me to hear and do what He teaches. Just hearing the Savior's words is not enough. Only those who live His teachings can withstand life's storms. Possible activities. Sing together The Wise Man and the Foolish Man from the Children's Songbook, page 281, or read 3 Nephi, chapter 14, verses 24 through 27. Help the children substitute their names for the wise man as they sing. Why did the wise man's house stay standing during the storm? Review verse 24 to emphasize that he both heard and did what the Savior said. Show the children a rock and some sand. Ask them to point to the rock when you describe a choice to follow the Savior, and point to the sand when you describe a choice not to follow Him. Testify that when we do what the Savior says, we are strong like a house built on a rock. Teach the doctrine, older children. 3 Nephi, chapter 12, verse 6. I should hunger and thirst after righteousness. Everyone can relate to hunger and thirst. The Savior spoke of these feelings to teach us how we should feel about seeking righteousness. Possible activities. Without letting the other children hear, ask one child to pretend to eat or drink and let the other children guess what he or she is doing. How does it feel to eat good food or drink clean water? How do we nourish our spirits? Invite the children to read 3 Nephi, chapter 12, verse 6, to find out what the Savior wants us to hunger and thirst after. How do we show that we want righteousness as much as we want food and drink? Bring pictures of food and drink and label each one with scripture references like Psalm 119, verse 103, John chapter 6, verse 35, 2 Nephi chapter 32, verse 3, Enos chapter 1, verse 4, or 3 Nephi chapter 20, verse 8. Ask the children to read the passages and describe what they teach about what we can do to show that we hunger and thirst after righteousness. Share experiences in which you have felt filled with the Holy Ghost and invite the children to share their experiences. 3 Nephi chapter 13, verses 1 through 8 and verses 16 through 18. I should do good things for the right reasons. These verses indicate that good works are not enough. Our works must be inspired by love for God and a desire to serve Him. Possible activities. Ask each child to search 3 Nephi chapter 13, verses 1 through 4 and verses 5 through 8, or verses 16 through 18, and identify the good works mentioned in these verses. Explain that doing alms means giving to the poor. Why did the Savior say not to be like some of the people doing these things? Give each child a slip of paper with a righteous act written on it, or let them think of their own examples. Ask them to think of good reasons and bad reasons for doing those things. Encourage them to always do good things for the right reasons. 3 Nephi chapter 14, verses 21 through 27, and chapter 15, verse 1. Spiritual safety comes from hearing and doing what the Savior teaches. Rain and floods come to all of us in life, but we can survive trials if we both hear and do what Jesus teaches. Possible activities. As a class, read 3 Nephi chapter 14, verses 21 through 27, and chapter 15, verse 1, and ask the children to stand up every time you read the word doeth. Why does the Savior emphasize doing His sayings, not just hearing or remembering? Invite the children to draw a picture of verses 24 through 25 and write on the rock Jesus and something Jesus taught us to do. Sing together The Wise Man and the Foolish Man. See Children's Songbook, page 281. Invite the children to stand up and ask them to imagine that one leg represents hearing the Savior's words and the other represents doing them. Invite them to raise the doing leg and balance on the hearing leg. What would happen if a strong wind blew through the room? Use this example to illustrate why it is safer to do what the Savior says and not just hear His words. Encourage learning at home. Invite the children to pick one thing they learned about Jesus' teachings today and decide how they will act on it. How will their actions help them be a light for their families and friends? Improving our teaching. Adapt activities to meet needs. Don't view these outlines as instructions you must follow. Rather, use them as a source of ideas to spark your own inspiration as you ponder the needs of the children you teach. In some cases, you might feel inspired to adapt an activity for younger children to teach to older children, or vice versa.